Hello, everybody, and welcome. Thanks for joining our theater session today, where we look forward to sharing with you how you can get even more out of your beta app distribution workflow using App Center. So my name is Garrett, and Zakiel's with me today. And so we are both program managers with App Center, focused on the distribution service.
So as an introduction, App Center is a cloud service that automates the app lifecycle of your iOS, Android, and Windows and macOS applications. The idea is simple. Continuous everything. Build, test, deploy, engage, repeat. We want to empower developers to ship higher quality apps faster and with more confidence. App Center has all of the DevOps tools you need to operate your app, starting with build. You can connect your app to your repos and within seconds get an automated build process set up. With App Center tests, you can run automated UI tests on thousands of real iOS and Android devices, all in the cloud. With distribution, you can easily get your apps into the hands of your testers on multiple different device platforms. And we'll be going into more detail about distribution in this session. With crashes, you can get detailed crash reports in order to find problems faster. With analytics, you can get detailed analytic reports with developer-friendly metrics to find and diagnose issues faster. And lastly, it's push. You can send segmented audience-based push notifications to your users in order to engage with them better. And the best part about all this is the flexibility. Our open source and modular SDK make it so you can actually just use the services you want of App Center, and the ones you don't have to use.
Great. And today we're going to be focused on distribution. Whether you are working on an early proof of concept or the beta of an app distributed to hundreds of millions of people around the world, the ability to get your app in the hands and devices of testers is a critical part of the product development cycle. And we make it simple for you. To begin, control your audience by organizing your testers with distribution groups. So distribution groups allow you to restrict who has access to a given build. Some examples could be an app collaborators group for distributing to your nightly build, external beta testers, your friends and family, or internal stakeholders like PMs or leadership. We take the hassle out of tester device management, so especially for iOS devices. So when a tester is invited to test an app, we guide them through a process which registers their device. This process captures their device UDID and is available to you in the portal for you to add to the provisioning profile. Distributing is easy. To ship your new release, no SDK is required. And then once you do distribute your release, testers are immediately notified that a new version of the app is available for them to install. So all this process has been designed to really make this process simple so you can focus more of your time on what actually matters, which is shipping a great app. So some of you might be familiar with beta app distribution tools through HockeyApp, which is now a part of Microsoft. So we've been working on App Center, which is built on the strong foundation laid by HockeyApp to bring all of those features you know and love from HockeyApp, such as beta app distribution, crash reporting, and analytics into App Center. While no plan to sunset HockeyApp has been announced, that is where we're headed, and we're committed to making that transition process a smooth and seamless one. And this begins with our side-by-side experience. So the side-by-side experience, all of your HockeyApp apps are synced with App Center, allowing you to get comfortable with a new interface and explore App Center's new features, such as build, so connecting to your repo and automating builds, or running UI tests in the cloud on thousands of real devices. It's important to note that you're able to do this on your own time, and you're able to use HockeyApp as you normally would, but no limitations to features. Previously, the side-by-side experience was limited to a small group of developers, but today it is now available to all HockeyApp customers. So I want to show you just how easy it is to get signed up with App Center in the side-by-side experience. So to begin, navigate towards appcenter.ms, and we're going to sign in to App Center. So the important thing to note here to successfully sign up for the side-by-side experience is you need to log in to App Center using the same credentials you use to log into HockeyApp. So in my case, I log in to HockeyApp with Microsoft, so I'm going to do that here. This brings me, we'll wait for the Wi-Fi, to the new App Center dashboard, where all of my HockeyApp apps, as well as my App Center apps, live together. As you can see, HockeyApp apps are designated by a small HockeyApp app icon in the upper right-hand corner of the tile. It's a little washed out right now, but you can see the grid. So let's take a look at my Xamarin Evolve iOS app from HockeyApp. As you can see here on the left, all the services that Tequila introduced, such as Build, Test, and Push, that are new to App Center, as well as Distribute, Diagnostics for Crash Reporting, and Analytics from HockeyApp, live. So let's go dive into Distribute. As like my apps, all of my HockeyApp distribution groups are here for me to use. So let's take a look. All of my testers, my release histories, and devices are here in App Center for me to use. So what can I do in the side-by-side experience? One of the most important things to be able to do in App Center is distributing a release. So by distributing a release in App Center, this will also show up in the HockeyApp portal. And all of my HockeyApp testers will receive a notification from HockeyApp, just like they normally do, so there's no sort of confusion or drop in adoption due to the change in the brand. Like HockeyApp, I'm able to manually upload my builds and or use new App Center services, such as the build service, to automate my builds, at which point I could choose a build from a branch located here. So that's sort of an introduction on how to get set up with the side-by-side experience. We'll go back to the presentation. And with that, we're going to dive into six new features that we've recently shipped, starting with the HockeyApp tester apps.
So actually getting your release installed onto your user's device is one of the most important parts of the distribution workflow. Previously in App Center, this process was done solely in the browser. So now with the tester apps, native tester apps, we fixed this process. So I'm going to go on and show you guys a quick demo of how this works. So this is the tester app. Upon opening and logging into your App Center account, you can see your list of apps. These are all the apps that I've been invited to or I've made within App Center. You can filter these apps by org. So these are all orgs that I'm a member of in App Center currently. So I'm going to go on and click the App Center org and click the HockeyApp iOS app. As you can see, when I click an application, I can see a list of all the releases that have been released for this particular application. By expanding this view, I can see the release notes for a release. I'm going to go ahead and install the latest release, which is located at the top. And by clicking the install button, this is now downloaded directly to the home screen of my device. So that's pretty much the native tester app.
Great, thanks, Carol. And next, we are going to dive into some of the updates that we made to the developer portal, starting with improved distribution statistics. So as a developer, knowing if and how testers are engaging with your app is the it's important for you to understand if and how testers are engaging with your app. So their new improved distribution statistics. As an example, let's say I have a distribution group with 46 testers. I release a new build, and over the course of a week, 25 downloads of the latest release have occurred. In the same period, there have been 3 crashes, which my team were quickly able to identify and fix. So as a, this sounds great, but it's important to know whether those 3 crashes were from 20 testers logging 100 sessions, or from 3 testers logging 3 sessions that all resulted in a crash. So their new improved distribution statistics feature, we're giving developers, empowering developers to know a little bit more about how testers are actually engaging with their app, and to know whether or not a build has been properly validated enough to distribute to the stores. So next, I want to show you how we've used this feature for our own app. I'm going to navigate to our HockeyApp native tester app and go to our external distribution group, which we used for the private beta as we were testing this in-house. So as you can see, whereas before in the previous iterations, we only showed the total a number for the number of total downloads as well as unique downloads, we now include more detailed graphs that visualize daily session counts, session duration, so we can kind of see if people are just opening the app the first time or actually engaging, as well as downloads over a period of time. So I'm currently looking at the latest version over 7 days, but I'm also able to expand this to all versions over the last 90 days, where I'm able to get an overall view of tester engagement throughout the full private beta process. So really excited to ship this to developers so that they can really know more about how touches have engaged and validate their builds, bringing more peace of mind as they ship to the public stores. This current feature is currently in private beta, so if you'd like early access, come to us after the session, and we'd love to get you set up. Let's go back to the presentation. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to Sakil to introduce CodePush.
So CodePush has been introduced into the App Center CLI and the App Center portal. CodePush is a cloud service that allows you to push over-the-air updates directly to the devices of your users. So this is used for mostly for React Native and Cordova developers. But like, why is this important? So it's important because the traditional approach when releasing an update to your users is you, the developer, release an update to the public app store, and the approval process can take 1 to 2 days, up to a week. And then that release is finally given to your users. And with CodePush, you deploy this update, and it's directly on the devices of your users' phones. So I've talked about this a lot. I want to actually get deep into how it works and how to use it. So I'm going to switch over. So it all starts in the terminal. With one simple terminal command, you can actually get access to all of the CodePush functionality. So that command is, this is assuming you have Node installed. This is npm install dash g appcenter CLI. So what that does is downloads the appcenter CLI, and now you have all of the functionality of CodePush at your fingertips. So I'm not going to actually go through the process of releasing an update for CodePush via the terminal, but I will show you how it looks in our portal. So this is the CodePush in the portal. So as you can see, I'm going to close this up. As you can see, this is a list of all of the releases I've done for this particular application. So I'm going to go in and click on one of the releases. And I can see various metrics about this release. So I can see what deployment this release lives in, whether it's mandatory or not, the size of it. I can see the rollout percentage. So right now it's rolled out to 100% of my users. I can see the number of rollbacks. And rollbacks are an interesting concept in CodePush. Rollbacks are actually, if you push a faulty update, CodePush will actually automatically roll back to the latest stable version in order to minimize the time your customers have with bad experiences. In addition to this, you can see the number of active devices. So currently 50% of all my active users are running this particular release. So, switch over. So that's pretty much CodePush. The next announcement we have is preview support of Mac OS. So Mac OS has joined iOS, Android, and Windows is the latest OS to be supported within App Center. Currently, it's in preview, and you can use build, you can use distribution, you can use analytics, you can use crash, and you can use push. I'm going to hand it back to Garrett.
Cool. Sakil? So the next feature we're excited to announce is something that's been heavily requested by our customers, which is sharing distribution groups across multiple apps. This is coming in the next few weeks, but we're going to go ahead and announce it as it's we're wrapping it up, and it's something that's been heavily requested. So for organizations that have a lot of apps that share common groups of testers, when it becomes very difficult and tedious when a new tester needs to be added and or removed. As an example, let's imagine that I'm a part of a QA team of 12 people for an organization that has 100 apps. So every time someone changes or added, let's say I'm promoted as Akil, my manager, we need to go in and manually remove me from each 100 of those apps instances. So this is why we're excited, based on these pain points, to announce sharing distribution groups across multiple apps, which would allow you to maintain one common list of testers that can be added to different apps where, you know, in the case of my QA team, I could be removed once and for all instead of the 100 times. So it's faster and much easier for our customers. And last but not least, we're excited to announce automatic build to stores integration, which launched this week. As a little context, in November, we launched integrations with the public stores right within distribution. So the Apple App Store, Google Play, Intune, as well as TestFlight, to allow developers to publish builds directly to the app stores right within App Center. After shipping this feature, one of the most heavily requested features that we had was from developers was to automate this even further with an integration with the build beacon. And I'm going to show you this, how this works. I'm going to navigate to our iOS native tester app and go to the build beacon and open up our production branch. And while this has been previously configured, scrolling down, previously, you were limited to, upon completion of a successful build, the build would be distributed to a distribution group, if it will load. There we go, our staging group. But with this feature, you can now have access and can publish directly to the stores. So when this build was completed, it would automatically be submitted to the Apple App Store, or Google Play, Intune, or a test flight group. And with that, go back. Those are the six new features that we've launched in the coming weeks, and we're really excited to get developers using them. And with that, we're going to open up to a Q&A. Questions? Otherwise, we have a valuable session. We'd love to get feedback. Thanks for stopping by.